Good to go?
Yeah.
All right. You good, Carol? Mm-hmm. All right. Would you all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We have a quorum. Michael Seeds, our clerk. Carol Tracy, our treasurer. I, the trustee. First order of business is to approve the November 2022 minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Michael?
Just a few things with this being my last meeting. Last full meeting.
Right.
Sorry. Couple things I just want to make sure. Going forward, Chris, you're going to have to do the vouchers. You're going to have to verify the vouchers. The community room is only reserved until next month or through next month. So somebody's going to have to call and reserve it for 3 months after that.
So it's done every 3 months?
They only allow you to do 3 months in advance.
So we can do that tomorrow even?
No, you got to wait till after the February or the January meeting.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe you can find somebody that will, you can sweet talk. And also don't forget to pick up the key for the community room. And I just want to make a quick statement. I want to thank all the citizens who voted for me in the past election or 4 years ago.
Are you sure you want to
pack up? Are you sure? Yeah.
No. Thank you for the voters for who voted for me. I appreciate that. I hope I've exceeded your expectations for the past 4 years. Hopefully it's gone very well. I also want to thank the past members, Jeff and Katie, for helping me through the first 2 years on learning how to do all this stuff. Hopefully I've done a good job for you guys, and you guys can continue on whenever it comes to that. And especially I want to thank my wife for putting up for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And I just want to wish Carol, Chris, and Steve the best of luck in the upcoming term. Good luck. We're all counting on you. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I just want to say that you're a valuable asset to the township.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I agree with that.
You've got everything.
I couldn't do half of.
Yeah, I
couldn't have gotten into this nearly as easily without him.
We went through doing receipts and stuff like that.
He's helped me immensely.
He's going to come over again, and we're going to go through it. So.
And still has.
Steve is computer savvy as you.
I don't know.
Nobody is as computer savvy as him. Nobody.
That's not right.
Well, none of us are.
None of us are.
None of us, and he is still bound
to
help me periodically.
They can't afford me, Linda. They can't afford me.
Oh,
but I'm happy to
help. Baloney. Because he can't say no.
He may not be able to, but his wife can.
Yes.
All right. Treasurer's report.
Okay. This was kind of a tricky reconciliation this time. When we had all of our issues with QuickBooks earlier in the year, which they did reimburse us for about 3 months because there was so much mess up, they created another account. So now we're struggling with some of that, and I think I've figured out how to get rid of that account. Michael's been helping. But anyway, the beginning balance was $250,094.84, earned $408.55 in interest, 39 checks cleared, which was $27,613.79, had a couple other deposits for culverts and cemetery plots, which was $7,721.93. Our ending balance was $230,611.53. And we had $48,000 that was not cleared yet. and those have now since gone through. So, and we still haven't gotten any of those receipts.
Well, I haven't had a day off to do anything.
Okay.
I'm going to have some time this week. I don't have any takeoff time anymore. I'm out.
What is it, 7 months now on the receipts?
I don't know.
I've been coming for 7 months and hearing the same thing.
Well, I don't have time to take off. Okay?
You don't?
No. I do not have any PTO time. So, when I get a day off, I will get on it. I work Monday through Saturday, and Sunday I spend with my kids.
We'll just carry it into the next year.
All right. Motion to approve vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Overseer's report?
Yeah, let me look it up.
You want a paper copy real quick?
No, because I abbreviated everything.
He couldn't read my scratches. I put on three culverts there in Medlock 4, but we rocked and rip-wrapped it, put in a culvert on 180th by the cemetery, put a new one in there, didn't need it, but he was grabbing me in. Did Michael's, did culvert on Medlock 6, put that one in, sky trimmed, burned brush pile, that's pretty much all the culverts. And then we got 546 of red, gallons of diesel, 178 of green. Our backhoe went down, blew a hose, and then the rear end went out of it. PT3, the rear end went out of it, got it fixed. Excavator, changed the oil, fuel filters, and that's about it. What else?
Tree trim.
What?
Sky trim. Yeah, I talked about the sky trim.
I did a lot of tree trim. Picked up all the trees on the Medlark 4, 5, and 6, and got all the ones on 180th. Those are all picked up and done. We're starting on County Line, and we'll start picking those up.
Did you get a hold of Mr. Nelson?
Got a hold of Mr. Nelson.
Is he okay now?
And he think, I tried to call him into just covering that stuff up, just putting some dirt on top of it, but he thinks he doesn't know what the new owner's gonna want, so we might have to burn it and call the fire department and have them down there when we do burn it.
But they won't do that.
Just start it and then call.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. They won't do controlled burns anymore.
I'll talk to them.
I get controlled burns.
Yeah.
Call in to get the number.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can get permits. That's what but they don't come out and guard it anymore.
Oh, no. Sure.
Since they got sued over that one deal.
Just call them to Gail.
Hmm? Just call the station.
Yeah.
I'm not making any decisions.
I thought you were the chief.
You can light it. I don't care.
Yeah. Call it in and say you're like.
Powerline. So, how'd the powerline go?
Yeah. Oh, it did fine, I guess. I got it. And he came out and he said there the house was on. I just got the ground wire, the bottom wire.
Right.
So he wasn't all too upset, but.
That's Westar, or do you get a hold of somebody from Evergy?
Evergy, yeah.
Like, they've been out to fix it?
I don't know if they fixed it, but they've been out to look at it, took pictures, and that's it.
Okay. Where was that?
Over there on 180th, a real low wire. I had two piles and I picked it up and I had it real low. I thought, not low enough. And I walked right through it and took it down. So
it's a neutral, and for some reason they put them halfway down the pole.
Hmm.
You know, they used to put them up there towards the top of the primary.
Might have throw cones on the crossing wires. Like the county does, you know?
Oh.
Kind of, that way you, if you look, it makes you look twice.
Yeah.
We got all them little plastic cones that don't weigh nothing.
I knew it was there. I went on it twice. I just walked through it. I don't know if they had a bunch of
them. Right.
I just had that load and I just walked through it.
All right, is that all you got?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay. Trustees report. Yeah, it looks great.
Oh, I don't know when you want to do the tractor report.
We're going to do it here in a little bit.
Okay.
The tree trimming looks great. We have big winds coming up Thursday, like we talked about. Make sure everything buttoned up.
Okay.
And then I started talking to Melody Moore. Lives up there on 130th. Mile one. I think she lives on the south side there. About where we put that water into the ditch on 130th. The little half mile section.
Yeah.
You know, where we put it into the water so it'd go across the water tank.
Is that where the one of those mailboxes, big mailboxes that they put up?
That's that one.
Is that
the? Chipsy, I mean, no. You're talking about 130th 6, right?
Yeah, it's. I give you the address. No, it's 130th 1.
Oh.
It's where he's trimmed trees, and she is.
She's halfway up the hill?
So is 130. Is 1.
1 starts here, goes out.
Yeah. So it's right at county west. Line.
Oh, okay.
County line
okay.
130.
14668 Southwest 130th Street.
She bits him because the trees got trimmed, or she bits him because of the piles?
The trees, the piles. The trees were trimmed in such a crude manner.
Have them rip them down.
Explain how this work falls under the easement description. I've got to get back to her on all this. She just didn't understand it. I couldn't tell her that it would look worse if we stripped it for about 3 months.
I sent Steve over.
But she's got a windrow on both sides of the road. That's another thing she's upset with. So
he's actually got rock on that road?
Yeah.
I guess
so. Yeah, we'd be happy.
It's our section. It better have rock on it. So you might.
Go there and knock it down.
Yeah, whenever you get time.
I know it's not in front of her driveway, so.
No. If she's the one, I haven't looked it up on GIS yet. If she's the only house on the north side, then her, you know, she's got her ditch where a culvert is about that much higher than the road.
I don't think she's that. I think it's the other lady on the other side of the road.
On the south side? I don't know.
Yeah, by the water tower.
We didn't do nothing on the south side. The only place we did anything was on the north side, right there by the water tower.
We got that old tree row on the south side.
Okay, you're not listening.
Because now you can actually
we trimmed trees there, but the ditch work.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing we did anything on was on the north side. And so there's a windrow up, and she said that water was being held out of the ditch that we just put in. So she's got to be the one right there on the north side.
I like to see the water here lately.
So other than that, that's all I got. Board discussion, tractor lease. What'd you get?
What?
What'd you get for the tractor numbers?
Well, they won't rent us a mower. We'll have to buy that outright. And they will trade ours in for $21,000. They'll buy our tractor for $32,000.
Wait, so the mower is $21,000?
$21,000.
That's trading ours in.
That's trading the mower out.
Okay.
And we'll get it for $21,000.
And the tractor, they'll give us what?
The tractor, they'll give us $32,000 for the tractor. And they'll lease us one for $8,000 a year.
So they'll buy the tractor and then lease us another one? Or are you talking about...
They'll buy the tractor and then lease us one, a brand new one every year.
So how many years does that $21,000 get us?
The $21,000...
$32,000.
They will not lease us a mower.
Right.
$21,000, we can buy the mower.
What is it new?
What?
What are they allowing us for the one we have?
About $3,000, it sounds like, because it was $24,000.
So, yeah.
That ain't bad.
They're only allowing us three?
No. We're only going to have to pay $3,000.
No, they're not giving us $21,000 for our mower. We only paid $5,000 for our mower.
He just said $21,000
for
the... Is the trade difference.
Yeah, that's the way I did it.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
Well, I don't know what... How much were they giving us for the tractor?
$32,000.
So it's $32,000 how many months per year?
No, we'll sell it to them for $32,000. Uh-huh. And then we could rent for a year $8,000, which you flip up there, it's $8,000 something a year for a new tractor every year. So actually the first year would be over. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So we just get a brand new tractor every year.
Right.
And it just costs us $8,000 a year.
Right.
And they maintain it and everything.
Right.
And we don't have to deal with anything.
Right.
Hmm. Which isn't bad because, I mean, does that come with a loader?
Yeah. No, see, he was supposed to be here tonight, but he didn't. He had family problems or something.
You know how Jeffrey likes the loader.
Yeah.
What?
And actually, we used it a lot.
Did it say how much a new mower is?
I had an estimate of $24,000 without buying.
But did he quote that on there?
No, he got 21.
No, I did 21 trade.
Yeah.
I understand, but I didn't know if it had gone up. What he should price that to you.
Yeah. Well, I just got this a little while ago, and he was supposed to be here tonight, and I wasn't in stock. Huh. So, but I think, you know, if we sold the tractor out, and we could pay for the mower.
Yeah, but are they putting that $32,000 towards that lease of that tractor?
No.
So they just
so it's just
need that much money, and they still charge us $8,000 a year.
No.
Yeah, they buy the tractor and then you lease it for $8,000.
So when they buy it, they give us a check for that much.
$32,000.
Yeah, so we're gonna get so many
that
years.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it does.
What if we stop leasing next year?
Then we have to go and buy a tractor.
Right, but we just got $32,000 for the...
Well, we've been doing it for 5 years. I think they do it...
You have to do 5-year leases.
No.
No, okay. They
do it for every year.
But you have to do a 5-year contract.
No, I don't think you have to do a 5-year contract. Okay. But we've done it for 5 years.
Yeah, they've been buying a new one every year.
Huh?
They just
we've been leasing one.
Yeah, leasing a new one.
Oh, with your county?
Yeah,
township?
My township. They just take it in, get a new one, go hook it up.
John Deere? And it's been good for you?
What?
It's been good?
Yeah. I mean, you never have to work on a tractor.
How big a tractor is that?
Well, they said 125 horse.
Okay. That's bigger than what we got, so...
Yeah.
Is that too big?
No.
Well, I know when you get in ditches and mow, though.
No, it's the frame size ain't going to change much between 100 and 150.
Okay.
I don't know about that. We got a brush clamp on ours.
On the front?
Yeah, but I think
we used to.
I think we bought ours, and we take that in with the tractor, and they hook it on. For the new tractor, make sure all is
They just transfer your loader over,
right.
Or your brush?
Yeah, and they transfer just the loader.
Okay.
When we trade off, we just drive it down to Winfield. Actually drive it down there.
Right.
They transfer it all over.
In his township, that's what they do.
We just drive it back.
Probably need to have him come to the January meeting so we can get some more information.
Or even our...
We can't.
Oh, you can't?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It's just for...
Oh, that's right, budget.
Yep. It's for budget and paying bills.
Because it wasn't in the paper.
No, it's in the paper.
No, I'm saying for the tractors, not part of, in the papers, you can't do that.
Buy the mower.
So...
Carol, you made a good point here. They give us the $32,000. We'll buy the mower for $21,000 with a difference of...
It's $11,000.
And we get at least 1 year free.
Yeah, get to lease it, the brand new tractor for $8,000 the next year. And we haven't spent anything yet. We just gave up the tractor and we'll beat up mower.
Okay.
That's the picture I'm getting.
That $32K just sounds too good to be true.
Not really. Tractors are high right now. You can't find them.
I wouldn't.
I get that, but then you're...
I would pay $32,000 for that tractor. I know. That's way...
Okay, now that's on here. He can listen to that.
What?
That's nice. He's going to drop that down.
Why is he going to listen to it?
He'll totally listen to this. I'll tell him to listen to it.
Well, that's a good job, Bob.
So how much are you going to get for the old mower?
Probably $3,000.
Yeah.
It's $3,000 because I had a bid just to buy a mower outright for $24,000. So, and we only paid $5,000 for that mower back in '17. So, I mean...
Used.
Oh, yeah.
No, and it's...
It needs some work.
It works, but yeah.
It needs some love.
It definitely needs. I mean, we talked about it last month. It's between $2,000 to $4,000. We need to put into it.
And with the hours on the gearboxes, it's just a matter of time for one of them goes, and then we're out scrap. But, I mean...
Okay.
Well, what do y'all think?
Do we need to table it until that guy comes and talks to us?
It's not part of business. It's just under discussion.
I think it's a good idea for him to have him show up to the next meeting.
And ask questions.
Get a little bit more detail.
I...
I'm not good enough for you?
There's still quite a...
When it comes to electrical lines, absolutely, but...
You did a good locate.
Lighting fires, you're all good with that too.
Randy, send me his number and I'll give him a call and...
Okay.
That way I can pick his brain about everything. So, all right.
Don't screw it up though.
Cody Bond's employment.
Did you ever get any response back from him?
Yes, I did. He said, well, okay. I told him, you know, if you're going to quit, quit. And then he said, well, he's sick and afflicted and he can't come in. And I said, okay, I need a new guy. I need a full-time man. But will you go part-time? And when you start feeling better? And he said, well, okay. So I'd still, down the line, if I do need him, I'd still like to keep him on in case it doesn't cost us a bunch of money.
I made him inactive in QuickBooks, but I can change that.
What is insurance?
He's got no insurance.
No, I'm talking, not health insurance, the insurance we pay to have these guys.
Minimal comparatively to everything else. It's not affecting us that much.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to just keep him on in case I need him and he actually does call. Because he can drive PT1, I wouldn't put him on anything else.
Is PT3 a stick?
Mm-hmm.
They're all...
It's well now.
It's fixed.
No, is it a stick shift?
They're all stick except for PT1 and PT4 and PT5. The water truck, the little red truck, and the little white dump truck are automatics. The semi and the red truck are stick.
So just kind of leave it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to give my opinion here. I think that you need to give him certain amount of time. I mean, if he goes another month or 2 months with, oh, I can't show up because I'm part-time, you know, then you guys need to let him go. Well,
let's check with him before the next meeting and see where he's at.
All right.
I have asked a couple people that I've talked to that if they know of somebody to have them call us that wants full-time. So.
I think drive a stick shift, that'd be help.
I mentioned that too.
Because I'm not a very good trainer. And neither are my guys, it seems like.
Clutch you in, put in gear, clutch you out.
We need to get them into an old car, I guess, and go out in a hay field.
Right.
That's how I taught my kids.
Mm. That's easy for a 5-speed, but we got 13s. A little more difficult.
Yeah, but you still, I mean.
Discuss what to do about the mower.
Yeah, well, we already discussed
that. Discussed that, so scratch that. All right, we're having a special meeting on 12/28/2022 at 6:30. Location at the Equity Bank Community Room.
That's this room.
To do our end of the year budget. That's the end of that. All right, business. Approve bonuses for employees. Discussion. I think
I'm
you had
it.
Something on there.
I did.
He sent that to us on.
I can say it. They're gonna see it.
Yeah.
1,000 for Randy. Everybody else 500.
Okay.
I.
Yeah, second it first.
Second right. It.
You may go through and say it all.
Yeah.
All right. Motion to approve bonuses for employees. Randy getting 1,000, everybody else getting 500.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Second order of business, increase Steve Jones' pay from 10 to 20 per hour.
I second.
I don't know if he's worth it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hey, the only reason, hey, for every hour I take,
did you vote yet?
Nope. You didn't ask the question.
Yeah,
you
did.
Yeah, I did. I said all in favor.
Yep, you sure did.
All
those
against?
Aye. I don't think he's the township. He's the guy next month. That's just me.
Hey,
but I'm cool with it.
For every hour that I take off during the week, I'm losing my hour overtime. And that's $45 an hour.
Well, honestly,
and
I voted yes because PT3 would have cost us at least twice that.
Or three, if it, not more.
Yeah, because my truck, which is just a ton, cost me more than that by at least double. They had to replace the rear end, and he got it done for, I think, a total of about $1,300 to do the rear end. And that's worth it to me.
All right, motion carries 2-1. Number 3, add Metalark 1 and Tuwakini 1. To list the trees to be trimmed for an additional $5,000.
About
you
where are we?
Discuss this because well, talked with Randy as well, haven't
no,
you?
No, I haven't talked to him. I mean, he told me that they wanted to do it, but you were saying that.
Yeah, I was a little blown away at first, but then after talking with Randy and after the all the miscommunication with Justin, and I am perfectly fine with that because we are still. And I do want to know what he's going to charge us next time per mile.
Yeah. Depends on the mile.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This is a rough estimate, okay? Just so we can kind of have it budgeted out. But I understand why. See,
yeah,
Randy and him had a discussion about, in the beginning, it wasn't trimming them all the way up. They were only going to go up so far.
Right.
How far are we going up?
All the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
On every mile.
Okay.
It started out, it was going to be 25 to 30 foot. And
yeah, a little bit higher than the excavator.
Right.
And then, yeah. Then we started going up, and it looked so pretty going straight up that...
But that takes extra cutting to do that. That's the way they do it on transmission lines. It's ground to sky.
Okay. And it looks beautiful. And it'll take forever to get that canopy back and cover our roads up, you know.
Yeah, they're going to dry up and be real nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not a whole lot of Meadowlark One, but he's going to the bridge on Tuwakoni, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be some work.
Okay.
And so I was totally good with it after talking with Randy about it.
Do we have a bill yet at all?
No, he'll supply it to us before the next meeting.
Yeah. He'd like to get paid before the end of the year.
Do we have an idea?
Well, yeah, it's $15,000 plus $5,000 if we vote for it. We're still getting a heck of a deal after talking to some people.
I know, but we're
good.
We are?
No, we're not, but we're good. I mean, it's going to have to come out of FEMA.
Yeah.
We're already.
That's what we got the money for. There's good thing we didn't get just $66,000, huh?
There's a lot of happy people cutting wood as I was coming down my road today. Just getting after it. So it's going to be less yield to haul off eventually.
Yeah, they've done that on all the roads, which is nice.
Been people all over just hacking away, and you know what? They have that right.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. Motion to approve Meadowlark One and Tuwakoni One to the trees to be trimmed for $5,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0.
Did he look at that?
Item number 4.
Yeah, I took him this morning.
Approved backhoe maintenance at $8.03 per hour of equipment usage. I never did see his. Did you? Because he called me and I'm like.
I printed it too.
So this is what we've been doing the entire time. What did we write him a check for the last oil change?
I don't know.
Remember how much it was? We just had the oil change in it.
When did we do that?
November?
Yeah, last month?
Okay. I had him call you because Justin called me. Justin, right?
Brandon.
I said, call Randy because he's the one using it, so I don't know if he's going
to. And it was Foley?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got that deal where he had bad oil and stuff. Mm-hmm. We changed the oil and differential, front differential. I never did get to the radiator. But it's in the shop.
Parts.
That's the reason why it's in the shop.
That's it. You know, that radiator goes right to the rear end.
It does.
Is this it?
There's a hose that goes all the way back there.
No.
No, that's not it. It was only, I think we paid what? $8 per hour that we use it.
Okay, how do I get this one off of there?
So, I mean, if they change it at, he said first service at 1,000 hours.
They do it every 6 months. That's what the email said.
Plan term.
Expedient.
Earliest of 1,250 hours or 5 services. Service level ultimate.
Every 8 hours.
Full service at all intervals. Payment terms, $8.03 per hour of equipment usage.
I think it's way too high.
Right. I do too.
What's that?
$8.03
yeah.
An hour?
Yeah, he said they'd gone up.
It's gone up. I don't remember what we were at, so I was trying to figure it up.
Well, I'm looking for it still.
I don't think it's going to help to.
This is the oil changes and all that stuff.
Oh, this has nothing to do with. This, like the back end goes out like we just had happen?
Yeah. No, this is just oil changes.
This is servicing that entire machine. It's the way they did it to start with, and I don't understand why they did it that way.
Is that just labor and you all pay for the oil?
No. They do everything. It's 100%. I mean, they go through everything and check everything.
It wasn't in November.
$8 an hour. That can't be right, $8 an hour.
I don't remember what it figures out to be.
I'll check October.
Yeah, 803 a service hour for every hour that you use the equipment.
So you're going to pay $8.03 for every hour to use it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So but if it only covers oil changes, then...
Right, that's hot.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's real.
That's, hey, I've got a... So, I'll bring you going.
Yeah.
It's what we've been doing the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. That entire time we've owned that backhoe, it's the way it got set up when it was bought.
I never did understand that.
I don't know. Is this?
So if you run it 200 hours,
I mean, that's...
you take that times the 2 or 8.
No, that's just a bunch of parts.
Well, that's clear it, back to like, October yeah. now.
Remember when we got them emails about the
yes.
stuff being messed up?
Yeah.
Right.
Stop that. So it's got
to
be.
Well, didn't you talk
there.
To him?
To Robert?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And this is just covering just oil changes and.
I don't. He said if we had any questions to call him.
Okay.
So
like Robert, you said, here we go. 200 hours. We pay $1,600.
Correct.
To have the oil change.
Just to change the oil.
Is it, you know what? I'll call him tomorrow and ask him.
Because they charge you for everything else they do. Change a battery or something. They charge you shop time on that.
Okay, here it is. I found an email. Okay, so if you use the 420F for 100 hours from January 1st to June 30th, you would be invoiced on June 30th for 100 hours of usage times 803, so it'd be $803.
Right.
But we use it more than 100. How many hours do we use it a year?
It doesn't even have what? It's less than 3,000 hours, isn't it?
I don't know how many hours it's got on it.
It don't have a whole lot of hours on it.
It's got a lot more now since we... Yeah, because it's running...
Right now it's not.
Well, no. Funny man.
$2,644 is all we've used it. So it's got less than, I mean, the motors are supposed to go to 6,000 to 8,000 if you service them correctly. And we've only $2,644.
Can I give this to him and let him look at it? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just... Your old agreement... That was written when purchased. The 420F in 2013 has expired.
Okay.
Talked with me, blah, 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 for a new CVA.
It's
the new agreement is for 5 services or 1,250 hours.
So it also has inspect grease machine, hydraulic oil filter change, hydraulic oil check. Yeah. Gearbox, spindle fluid change, drive differential oils change, fuel filter change, transmission fuel or filter change, transmission oil change, engine coolant, engine oil filter change.
So they're going to change the transmission oil and all that?
They change everything every time. That's how we found out the front ends were messed up and the rear ends were messed up. Because they send every fluid in every time. That's the service agreement we had.
Then they don't change it because I ended up changing the front differential.
That's right.
They changed it at a certain hour on our last agreement.
Whatever you guys want to do, it'd be fine with me.
I think we need to find out a little more of the particulars.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to vote to table it.
Not the backhoe. He did the tractor.
I mean, I don't understand all this stuff as well, but I can call him.
Had to go in there and keep the filters off.
I was trying to find.
Yeah, I've got tools now.
And this 803, an hour.
Well, you can... I'm guessing it's going to be the, he said 1,250 hours. So PM1, he's got 1,250 there.
Yeah, but there's only 1,000. So these are just check levels, and these are change. So
I don't know. I say we hold off because, I mean, we get that thing back. If it doesn't cost us any money, we might want to trade it off before it does start costing us money. All right.
Tabled?
Yeah.
It'll go up to that big.
Motion to table item number 4.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 3-0. Citizens. Rex?
Citizens.
I think you're all doing a great job on it. Basically, when you did you say you was going to change the speed limits to 35 all over?
Yes, sir. It's 35 everywhere. That's what they approved. And when they're coming out of them additions, they will have signs on both sides.
30 in the additions. It's 35 on the main, 30 in the additions.
And they're coming out of the addition.
Yeah.
It's been passed for a few years now. We just haven't got the signs up.
That's the next job after the trees are cleaned up.
You guys need to
if we can get Randy some help, somebody to hold the sign up so we can push it in the ground.
You need to start thinking about 6. 180 to 6.
Yep.
180 to 6. What are you doing? That road.
Oh, sorry. 180th one.
Oh, we're already thinking about it, but I mean, it's weather permitting.
Okay.
We'll get to it. That will be priority coming out.
We got to finish 4 and 6 on Metal Arcs first.
Metal Arc ain't got much to go.
Not too bad. I do need to get with you and find out where we're going to dig that hole at.
Okay.
And get that ready to go. That's kind of my next deal. I'll
see my nephew this week.
And figure out what we can do there. And we can start.
Because if we can get a culvert in there, then you can do whatever you want. I can close that pasture off.
I had a question about the culverts on 146 Terrace. Are those, I understand that is going to be done sometime early next year.
Yes, that the culvert going underneath the road there, not too far from their house, is going to be, they're going to take those culverts out and put in a new box culvert, big concrete culvert.
They're going to replace the culverts with the box culverts. It's still, the top's not going to be a concrete top to it, is it?
Yeah, it'll have a concrete top, but it'll have to have some material put over it.
Oh, okay. But I didn't know what's the road going to be after they put the concrete box in there?
It'll be rock.
Rock. Right now it's
millings.
It's asphalt millings.
And,
put millings back over it after the with brick.
That's your guys' decision.
We're not. Right now, millings are 19 a ton and going up.
Well, so. I understand that this is going to be closed for several months. Is that right?
God dang.
What'd it take them to do county line? 3 months?
3 months before the weather permitted.
Yeah.
Well, they got those boxes. Are you talking?
It's not the pre-made box.
The mile road that goes in between 140th and 150th, half of it's got the thicker asphalt millings on it. The other half is just, you know, where they put it on really thin.
Yeah.
Okay. He lives about a quarter mile off of Butler Road on the north side, right there before that roundabout or that addition. Mm-hmm. They're putting a new box culvert in there.
And they got that box culvert already down there at the other end of the road, right?
No.
On Prairie Creek?
No.
Those are summer houses, which has nothing to do with the township.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll do it just like they did on County Line, pour it.
Oh, okay.
So
it'll be poured in, not...
Yeah, it'll be real concrete. They'll set it, form it, everything.
Oh, okay.
So is that the idea that the box culvert is going to be bigger than
yes.
the you know, you go around two culverts? Is that around the circle?
Oh, yes. Okay. It'll be town, 4x5 or 5x5.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if there was any plans to get the road culvert to, run to the east of that culvert. Is really discombobulated. Any plans to make that 146? If everybody's going to go out that way, go to the east on the other side of that culvert, is there any plans to improve that road in the near future?
We get some moisture where Randy can get it graded, and he's got the teeth back on the grader, and he gets somebody in the roller, a little moisture, and he's going to have to just tear it up and re-roll it. That's all we can do. I added some screenings to it. Butler County paid for them last year, and it held up for a while, but I mean, at $18 and $19 a ton, we can't afford to put any more millings down.
Yeah, it's doing like almost 60 is. It's just...
Oh, yeah. I went down it the other day. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
We just need it. And we need one of those nice drizzling rains, and you just need to get in there and work it and roll it and work it and roll it like we did that addition. And if we need to add some gray rock, we can.
Is the water truck fixed yet?
Is that on your drizzly day list, Randy?
I'm getting a bigger list all the time.
Why not make it even bigger?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, we don't find help.
Anybody else? Oh, do we need to do something about finding help?
Yeah, that'll have to be opened back up in Indeed again.
Huh?
Well, I just have to open it back up in Indeed.
Can we do something like on Neighborhood Watch or?
I tried that.
It didn't work.
I didn't know if we had to vote for it again to hire somebody. Okay. Nobody's got anything? Meeting adjourned.